Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so over the weekend, there was a new video that came out. Again, and we say leave Britney alone. Leave Britney alone, but she was in this restaurant being very strange, DZ. And I don't know if she was doing it on purpose. Some people were trying to say, oh, she was having a manic episode. But basically, her husband walked out on her and left her at the table. And she started just like shouting out all these words, almost like gibberish. Like she wasn't like saying a language, but she was sitting there talking to nobody. And people are filming her.
No.
Kind of.
Weird, man.
It is strange. And so she's sitting there doing that, and people are filming her. And at one point, she like lifts up the menu to like hide her face from the people that were trying to film her. And her bodyguard's just standing there. So it's like a bodyguard standing by her table. She's like, but not really saying a language. Her husband, Sam Asghari's now left her. And people are like, she had a meltdown. So nobody really knew. And I'm
Does
like,
she have hair clippers?
Hair clippers? What
mm-hmm.
do you mean?
Did she buzz her head again?
No,
okay.
She did not.
Okay. That's
she
all
did
I
not.
Needed to know. Okay.
She did not. But then her husband went on Instagram after that, trying to defend Britney, saying, don't believe what you read online, people.
What about what we see in the video, my guy?
That was the thing. It was so weird. It's like, but what was going on was odd. Like her, because everyone was saying her kind of speaking this gibberish out loud was what made him storm out.
She's speaking in tongues?
I don't know what it is.
At this rate.
I don't know. That's what I mean. I don't know. Is she like trying to be, is she just trying to cause a scene and get people, I'll sit here and I'll talk gibberish because they're going to make fun of me no matter what I do. Or is she like truly having like a manic episode? And if that's the case, that's not funny. So
we
like,
got to take care of it.
I don't understand.
Hold on. So
what's
my weekend.
I don't get it.
Weekend was pretty Britney free. This is new information to me.
Okay.
I got to see this video.
Yeah, you do.
But it sounds like she was either A, like you said, just putting on the show, trying to be out there, because I don't really think we see too much footage of her in public.
We don't. We never do. That's why this is odd.
Or they did bring her in public for the first time in a long time. Sensory overload, started going crazy. Who knows what kind of medication. I'm going to go ahead and say I think she's under some type of medication still, regardless of what
mm-hmm.
people say. But listen.
You might
something's
be right about
up.
That.
She might have been manic. Or she was just trying to get manic.
Well, and then
somebody
else said that she was mad about, it was Monday. Somebody said she was mad about the people around her filming her. And that was another reason she might have started acting like that. But
you're Britney in public.
You're going to get filmed.
Come
you're
on now.
You're screwed. Good luck going out, Britney. That's all I can say. If you want to be left alone, that's never going to happen.
I guess stay inside like they've been doing.
Yeah, right? Oof. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ week 3.
Wepa! Let's go.
Let's go. And we have Disney on Ice tickets at 7:45. Everybody just throwing it out
just
there.
Just a little sprinkle of
throwing
something in there.
Throwing it out there. All right, DZ. So how was your weekend?
Weekend was busy.
Yeah, why?
Busy. It was a lot to do. I mean, you think Martin Luther King Jr. Day,
mm-hmm.
a day of service to relax, maybe. Do something. No, it was go.
Yeah.
Go the whole weekend. I felt like we did so much. Had my niece's cheer competition.
Okay. What day was that?
It was on Sunday. It was the NCAA Milwaukee Classic, I think. I might be flubbing the name, but it
That's
was
right.
NCAA Milwaukee for sure.
Awesome. And where was that at?
It was over at State Fair Park.
Oh, cool.
Not too far, actually. You know what I'm saying? So, one, packed. Absolutely packed. It was a huge event.
There must have been a lot of, was it schools competing or like?
No, this is big leagues.
Oh.
This is big baller baby. This ain't regular school. This is like elite of the elite.
Yes,
my niece's team is Twister Elite. T-E!
I believe you. That's I don't know. You're speaking another language to me right now.
And I had to learn it quick. It was shorthand. I still don't know. I thought they were saying TP at first.
Yeah.
I was like, why are we screaming TP? No, it was TE. They went on stage, killed their routine, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about backflips, front handsprings, crazy tucks.
I love watching stuff like this. This is like Cheer on Netflix. That show, I cannot get enough of that show. It's so good.
Live. In person.
I bet it was
watching
cool.
them compete. Parents were going crazy. Come on, ladies. Coaches, let's go, girls.
The energy was
I was
like,
in there like,
You were getting hyped.
Sammy was in there like, We were in there geeked. I'm talking about I was hyped.
Yeah.
They get off stage. Performing goes great, right? They're they're on a time schedule. So they're like, okay, girls, 3 minutes. Boom. Next. Boom.
Yeah.
Next. But you think they'd just rush them off, get them, you could do whatever, go say hi to your parents?
Yeah.
No, these girls, my niece, Alea, is on a team that's fourth grade to like 10th grade.
Yeah.
So it's a wide gap, but it's a big competition because they're high level, right?
Yeah.
She's up a level. She got that. She built different, if you will. She's got her moves right. They watched film of their performance. Immediately as soon as they got off stage. There was no go say hi to your parents. There was no come
really?
On girls, congratulations. No, it was like, ladies, sit down. We're watching this. Did this wrong. Did that wrong. Come on, girls.
Damn,
this
should have
been tighter.
Core.
Great move on this. Great move on this. You executed just like we planned. Fantastic,
yes.
ladies. But here, boom, boom. And I was like, yo, this is top tier elite athlete. That I mean, I was speaking like Britney in tongues in that moment. I was like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
So yeah, they watch film immediately.
Wow.
What? What in the world? These girls are in fourth grade. A lot of them are
fourth?
Young. Fourth grade.
Oh, my God. My kid's in rec ball just trying not to make an air ball. This is, I mean, the levels of competition, right?
There are no games being played. I was encompassed by everything. I was like, dog, I could be a cheer coach. I don't know nothing about it, but I got the energy for it.
I could totally see you being a cheer coach.
At least a cheer dad. Maybe not a coach, but at least a cheer dad.
You have the energy for sure.
I got the dad bod for sure.
You could lift up people. You'd be strong enough.
Oh, I'll throw them in the air.
Because the dudes that do it, the athlete. I learned this watching Cheer on Netflix. You really have to be an athlete. No, people don't respect that sport. People do not respect that sport at all, how hard they work.
They really don't. My respect grew tenfold for that sport as a staple. I was like, wow, I'm never talking trash about anybody that does gymnastics, cheerleading, or any of the sorts.
Don't. They work harder than a lot of us. That's
you got
awesome.
It, big guy. That's all you, big dog. Top athletes, all hail cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I did not realize that was that cool of a sport. They were that on time and everything was that
and
perfect.
And fun to watch.
Really fun
really
to watch.
Really fun to watch. Let's really be real. Entertaining, I should say, is a better. Entertaining as hell.
I got into it. I was like, all right, so yeah, I saw you guys mess up a couple times. Knowing nothing about the sport, I'm like, I saw a couple things that I would correct. You know, if I was you, take my advice, you know, unsolicited here, but hey. They took second place.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
They did really good. They got beat out. I'm not going to lie. There was a team from Oshkosh killing it.
Damn it. Oshkosh beat them. Ooh.
It was like Oshkosh. Oh, my gosh. They went crazy. They're seamless moves. Everything was perfect. The routine. Everybody hit everything. I was like, oh, yeah, no, they definitely
They're
won.
They're winning.
I looked over. I was like, no, they definitely won. They definitely won.
They never go home. Those are the people that live at the place. Who does your niece cheer for? What is it, cheer or dance?
It's cheer. It's cheer.
It is cheer. Okay.
Yep, it is cheerleading.
Respect, I'm telling you.
Twister Elite. It's out of Illinois. So they travel. This is a travel team. They play no games. They're going to Ohio literally next week. It is back-to-back competitions.
Stuff. Wow.
They're not, if she doesn't go pro... I don't know what pro is for cheerleading, but if
either.
She don't go pro...
She should be able to get a scholarship to college easily.
Right? She's got the skill set. She's been advanced quickly.
And maybe that can become a career for her, like teaching it at a college.
Coaching. I mean, you leverage that into an education. Yeah. None of the rest matters.
Now that you've seen it, you should watch Cheer on Netflix. There's two seasons. It's so good. And it's all based around that sport and how hard they work and how much nobody like respects what they do. But there's a lot of drama in it, too. So you just made me think of that when you talked about your niece.
My niece loves that show. That's I might good. Have to peep it out. If I'm going to be a
You're
cheer
like
dad
it.
One day.
It's good.
You know, I don't know if Sammy will go into dance or gymnastics or cheer. But if we ever have a daughter, I don't know if she'll want to go into cheer, gymnastics, dance, whatever. But we're here for all of it.
I love it. I love it. We're going to find out what everybody else did over the weekend. Because we'd love to do that. It's not Monday. Today's Tuesday morning.
But it was a long weekend.
It was a long weekend. So what did you do over the weekend? Tell us something good that you did. 414-533-1037. And then we're going to discuss next something cool you did this weekend. Congrats to your niece. Second place. Next time we're going number one.
Oh, yeah. We don't lose.
Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. And we are live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning, DZ. Week three.
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
And we talked
bounce.
About how your weekend was great. You went in with your niece.
A lot.
And you watched her cheer competition at Wisconsin State Fair Park, and they got second, which was awesome.
Flex.
Very happy for her. But now we got to go to our listeners and see what they did over the weekend, because I love doing this first thing on, like, normally a Monday. It's Tuesday. We were off for Martin Luther King's birthday yesterday, obviously. So she got in. I cannot believe it. DZ, this may be the first time you're watching this happen in person. Somebody calls 5 days in a row and they get their own theme song. Angie in Lake Geneva, congratulations.
Hey! Yay. Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Good morning.
And congratulations.
I'll give you a winter bed. There you go.
Right. Woo! Caught a dub today.
Yeah. Listen, Angie, you're going to have to think about what your theme song is, and we will put it in for you. So when you call tomorrow, you will have it, okay?
No problem. Sounds great.
All right. So, Angie, tell us something cool you did over the weekend.
Well, my daughter got married Friday, so it was a wonderful wedding, and we all had a great time.
That's right. This day on Friday.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the family again. How was the wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. It was in Strawberry Creek Country Club.
Near Kenosha. Nobody got too drunk. Nobody embarrassed anybody.
I mean, it's Strawberry Creek. Come on.
No. We didn't embarrass nobody, but we had quite a few.
Good.
So it was a good night, though. It was a good night. Everybody made it home safe.
One more question.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We had DDs.
Oh, good. Did you have an open bar?
Yes, we did.
Hell
that was the best part.
I would never pay for one for my wedding because people drink too much and they're expensive. But I love it when I go to somebody else's wedding and they have an open bar. I'll tell you that much.
Hey, so. As long as there's free alcohol, I don't care how much it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Angie, hold on. We got to find out what your theme song is. So don't go anywhere, okay?
All right. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Next up, she's Saucy and we all know her. Welcome back to the show. Good morning, Sandra. Saucy Sandra.
Hey, guys. Hey. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
DZ and I have made it 3 weeks. Sandra, we're still here.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us something cool you did this weekend, Sandra.
Well, Friday, I got to give a shout out to this girl, Jennifer, who beat me in darts.
Rude.
Yeah, but I have to. And then on Sunday, it was Myra's birthday.
Your daughter.
Yes, aww. I officially have a teenager.
Oh, whoa, no, Saucy.
Yes.
Now, how was the birthday? What'd you guys do?
Well, we had cake. What did we all do? We went out to eat. Oh, we went to Chili's.
Ah,
it was
nice.
Horrible.
Say no more. We're on the radio. But
yeah.
It wasn't
but
for
then,
you, then.
It wasn't for you. We had cake yesterday because she had 3 cakes this weekend.
Ooh, nice.
So I said, no,
okay.
We will have cake tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I hate that when you have one of those birthdays where it's cake back to back to back and you're like, enough with the cake.
What?
Right?
That's said no one ever. Well, cake is never a bad thing. More cake, more life.
Maybe it's the parent in me where I'm like, we'll have more tomorrow. Chill out.
Yeah. No, that's too much sugar for me. I don't need all that.
Sandra, well, happy birthday to Myra. Glad you had a good weekend.
Oh, of course. You guys have a great rest of the day.
You too.
See you tomorrow.
Of course.
Hammer is in Greenfield. Hammer, tell us something cool about your weekend.
I watched the Cowboys win.
Oh, come
You're
on.
A Cowboys fan.
And put Brady into retirement.
Oh! You really think, oh, see, no, don't do this to me, Hammer. Don't, okay, you really think it's over? This man got 1 or 2 years left. Come on, man.
No, he's done. He's done, son.
There is no, listen, I don't know anything about football, but I know about pop culture. And let me tell you something. There's no way Tom Brady and his wife broke up for him to not play anymore.
I'm saying, this
he
man better die on
back.
That. Okay, no,
he
no, 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 no. That's terrible to say.
He's stupid. It's
coming off of the Demir thing. I'm sorry, Mr. Hamlin, coming off of that, never mind. But this man has given it all already. Yeah. He is going to literally need to be carried off of that field. If that man is still able to put some cleats on, he gave up his family for that darn. He's playing until he can't play no more. Come on, Hammer.
Did you see the way he looked when he got sacked?
No.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God,
he
hit me again.
He looked defeated. He knew it was over. No, he didn't know it was over, but come on, it's TV.
Listen,
want to hate him, but it's like saying LeBron's done. He's not.
Yeah, if him and Giselle broke up for no reason, that's some messed up stuff. All right, Hammer, thanks for calling. You have a great day.
And our tree stands for another week.
He's going strong.
I'm glad he brought this up because I finally took mine down this weekend.
Let's go. Growth and development, Hammer. We still working on you, man. Yeah, have a great rest of your day.
And that's 5 days in a row is kind of hard. So I give it up to Ryan McAlabama for being the first one to do it.
Funny you mentioned that because he's on the phone next. Have a great day, Hammer. Ryan in Alabama, look at you getting referenced here in the calls
and
this
intro'd.
Morning. Good morning.
Yeah, morning.
He is the man, huh?
Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man. Hammer just said it.
It's hard to get in 5 days in a row. It's dedication. You got your own theme song. Tell us something cool you did this weekend, Ryan.
Angie did it.
I had a cook-off.
Oh, of what?
Of chicken divan with my grandma.
A what?
So my mom, chicken divan. It's chicken breast, broccoli, cream of chicken soup. It all depends on what you want to put on top of it, but you could put stuffing on top. You could put breadcrumbs, whatever you want to do. Cornflakes. It's all good.
Nice. Sounds good.
Sounds like a deconstructed chicken cordon bleu.
Yeah.
She won. She always wins. Grandma's dishes, but you can come close.
Can't nobody put their foot in it like grandma can.
But I do got to give a shout out to Angie in Lake Geneva for coming off with the win for 5 days.
Yep.
Add me on Facebook, Ryan from Alabama, so I can put you in your group.
That's what I love about you, Ryan. Ryan organizes. And
he's the gatekeeper.
He keeps the family together. He's got a whole group on Facebook. So I'll tell her. I'm going to get her info here. I'll tell her to come find you, Ryan. Glad you had a good weekend.
Good, guys.
Have a good day, man. Likewise.
Don't forget, we have Disney on Ice tickets this morning, 7:45, 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
DZ and I, welcome back, by the way, week three, DZ. We made it to week three, the new Kiss Morning Show.
Week three, baby. What it be?
And you and I were texting over the weekend because this had happened with Miley Cyrus on Friday, where we played the world premiere of her new song, Flowers.
World premiere!
And then throughout the day, we learned more and more about her new song because you said it sounds familiar.
I know I've heard it, but I couldn't tell you from where.
Yeah.
You were it like, was eating me alive.
Something's off. So we went home and then we started texting and you texted me and said, we just found out that the song that Miley made is a rebuttal to Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man. And the internet went crazy with this over the weekend because what we learned, the full story was, and you think she's being petty and I love every second of this.
Well, I'm not saying I ain't love it. I call it what it is.
When she was with Liam Hemsworth, supposedly he dedicated Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man to her.
The first time they were dating.
Yeah.
Before they got married. Right, right.
And so she, now that they're long split up now, as a rebuttal, wrote this song, Flowers. But if you're confused by what we're saying, we should just play the clip for them, right?
It would make more sense.
It would make more sense because basically you're going to hear Bruno's lines and then Miley's song mixed in between. This is what she did with the song. Listen to this. Here's Bruno.
I should have bought you flowers. I can buy myself flowers.
Goosebumps.
Can't get to everybody, cause all you wanted to do was
song is it's growing on me.
I love it. I had it on repeat this weekend, and I went, I can't believe the new Miley. I'm feeling it this much. I was all about it. Empowering stuff for women.
First hears, I was like, Once I found out there were some Bruno ties, I was like, okay, well,
yeah. But then I heard the story behind the Liam and the dedication and the answer and the fact that she sampled it because he had dedicated that song to her originally and found out that she dropped it on his birthday.
Okay, that's what you and I were talking about on the text over the weekend. DZ goes, this was petty AF. And I go, I think it's funny. I go, I actually think if he really cheated on her, if he did. I think it's hysterical that she dropped it on his birthday and did that to him. It's super creative that she took a famous song like that's Bruno Mars' song and did a rebuttal in her own. That is, I love that. That's cool.
It's a mind game.
It's a total mind game, and I'm here for it. You know what? We got to hear it again. Here it is.
I should have bought
the original
flowers.
Bruno, obviously.
I can buy myself flowers.
New Miley.
And I can hold my own head. Yeah, I'm trying to give you all my hours when I had the chance. Talk to myself for hours.
She doesn't need you, Liam. Take a note.
Get everybody, cause all you wanted to do was dance.
Too late.
And I can take myself dancing.
Ooh. Yes, I was in my car.
I danced solo. Get off me. Happy birthday.
Go away, Liam.
Dang. What'd you do to her, bro?
I love that story. What did he do to her? I mean, I love that. I say go Miley. Team Miley all day, even though Liam's hot.
Smash for Hannah Montana. Thor Jr. ain't got nothing in this race.
Yep. You can always text us. Was it Petty AF? 414-533-1037. We are here for it. We've got Disney on Ice tickets coming up at 7:45 and every single day this week. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Week 3. We made it, my friend. Woo!
Week 3.
Boom.
Allie and DZ. I like the way that sounds.
I know. We still have a job. We did it. We're number one.
We're number one.
So we made it to week 3 and I'm excited because finally, DZ, you've worked at the radio station forever and I was out yesterday doing a bunch of stuff and people were again asking, they always ask me about you. How do you like the new guy? I'm like, he's not new. I'm like, he may be new on the morning show.
New to you.
But DZ is not new in my brain. I've known him for a long time because, you know, you started way back when at the radio station.
The baby intern
on our sports station in 2014. And I've known you ever since.
Baby learned how to walk and then, you know, run.
did
all those things.
I watched you. You got off your mom's boob and you started drinking on your own. And
Allie only had to change one of my diapers.
I only changed one. He was such a good kid. Everybody.
Just a breeze. He slept well.
He never bothered anyone. No, DZ, I'm so glad that you are here with me on the morning show. We've had so much fun. It's going to keep going. And I love the energy. And so tonight, finally, you know my kids because you've worked here since 2014. I mean, off and on.
I know your kids, not these grown boys you got.
DZ,
you know, I gotta re-meet them.
You do. It's weird because Owen and Hudson are 9 and 11 and something happened like over COVID. You know how there was like that 2 to 3 year gap where like time changed and it felt like nothing changed but everything changed?
Yeah, everybody grew a beard. Yeah. I'm sure they did too.
Yes, they were like babies and now they're like literal men. It's so weird.
So they grew a beard.
They grew a beard. They're going through puberty. And so tonight, I'm excited because me and Owen and Hudson and you and your wife, Erin, who I know, and your baby, Sammy, who I still have not met. I'm so excited.
Baby time.
I get to meet the babe tonight. We're all going to dinner.
We gonna get something to eat.
I cannot wait. And we've been
don't know where.
We don't know where because you had a great suggestion, and parents will understand this. DZ threw out a restaurant, and I go, oh, my kids are not gonna eat anything at that place because it's too interesting for them. They're gonna be like, where's the chicken tenders? There's no chicken tenders on the menu.
They ain't got french fries.
They don't have a cheeseburger, Mom. Oh, it's so annoying. Owen will venture out on a menu. Hudson will not.
Oh, no, we're gonna get them into the spices.
We'll
get them into the spices.
That. I'm down for that.
Slowly but surely.
But we are going out to dinner tonight. So are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready to get some grub. I don't care where we eat. I just want to eat.
How do you picture this going with our, how do you picture this happening?
Three boys.
Uh-huh.
Running amok. And three parents not giving
not
up.
Not caring.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes! It's going to be me, you, and Aaron sitting there talking, and we're not even going to notice there's kids running around, and people may be annoyed. We're not going to care.
Put us in the secret room. Put us in the back room.
Yes.
Gaston, the back room, please.
We need our own private room for our dinner tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow at this time. We'll let everybody know how our dinner tonight went. Where you re-meet Owen and Hudson now that they're grown men. And I get to finally meet Sammy. Oh, I can't wait to. I say I want to hold him, but let's be real. He's 18 months. Is he on the run?
Does he want to be held?
He's not going to let me hold him, is he?
That's the question. Nah, he might let you hold him, but as soon as he sees something of interest, it's a wrap. He's down.
He's totally out. All right. Well, I'm prepared for that. And then coming up next, though, best part of all, am I the jerk? Which I'm putting you on blast. Because I think what something you do to your wife is messed up, dude.
Why am I always the jerk to my wife?
I don't know. You tell me. DZ does something to his wife, and he said this the other day, and I about fell out of my chair because I think it is so rude. But we're going to let the listeners judge. I bet they're going to have your back on this, too. We will tell you what it is next. Kiss FM.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Shout out to Java Dave, one of our regulars who brought us coffee, DZ.
Java Dave with the pull up.
Shout out, Java Dave. Woo! Woo! We appreciate you, Java Dave. But we got to get into Am I the Jerk?
He's not. That's guaranteed.
He's
Java
not
Dave
the jerk. But DZ might be. That is the question today because you said something to me the other day and I went, dude, you're a jerk.
See, and that's the thing. I just tend to just mention things in conversation.
Yes.
And you'll look at me and go, what?
You're a jerk.
I'm like, wait, what is that? It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
All right, let's just tell everyone what you do and how this conversation went, essentially, DZ.
So I was talking to Allie, right? About how when my wife and I get up for work, it's at different times.
She's a teacher.
She still gets up early, but I wake up like an hour before she does. So when I get up, I still need to start my day. I haven't really picked my clothes out. We don't have a bathroom or like a walk-in closet upstairs.
You don't have like a master bath. Yeah.
No, I got you. We've just got a bedroom upstairs across the hall from our son's room and then the downstairs to the rest of the house, right? So when I get up in the morning, I'll turn the lights on. Not my phone light, not a lamp, the whole room light. I'll just cut it on. No, I need to get dressed and I need both hands. I got to do what I got to do. She's going to get up in like an hour anyway. Her alarm's going off in like 40 minutes.
Keyword, in an hour.
It's a prequel.
So
I'm like, baby, necesito prender la luz. I need to turn the light on. And she's like, okay. Covers her face with her blanket, covers her face with the pillow, covers her face with her arm, whatever. But I give her the fair warning and go, baby, I need to cut this light on.
DZ, when you told me that you turn on the light, the overhead light every morning,
room light,
your wife is still sleeping, I about lost my mind because I too have, I've been in relationships, I've been married, I've done mornings for 20 years, okay? Like I have never turned on an overhead light when I have to get ready in the morning. I will use a flashlight. I will creep in the dark. I will do everything. So when you told me that you turn on the over, your wife is like the sweetest thing ever for not getting crazy at you. She doesn't mind.
No, she doesn't care.
Oh,
I'm not the jerk to her. I just want to know if I'm the jerk in general.
No, you are the jerk. I can't believe she puts up with that. I would be crazy. Why can't you pick out your clothes the night before?
What am I, 12?
Yes.
I'm like, no, I'm going to wake up like a grown man, grab my fit.
Why can't you use the flashlight on your phone or something?
I need both hands.
Okay, so that is the question. Is DZ the jerk for turning on the overhead light every morning, even though his wife does not have to get up for another hour?
She's already said I'm not the jerk.
She's already got your back on
this. She's going to hold me down. She 10 toes. She 10 toes. But Allie, you says I'm the jerk.
I think it's rude. 414-533-1037. And I live your life. I know this. So I feel like I can speak on this. Like, I can't believe you turn on the overhead light.
I figured you'd understand.
What
Who doesn't
hell?
Like all the light they can
no.
get?
No. Kiss FM.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So rude. DZ, week 3, let's go.
I'm getting nervous.
Well, don't be nervous.
Now I'm wondering, am I the jerk? No, nope. You know what? Stand 10 toes. No, I'm not.
You stuck your ground when I told you you were a jerk for this. Tell everyone what the discussion is this morning.
If this is my hill, I'm ready for it. So my wife and I wake up at different times for work. Mm-hmm. I get up basically a whole hour before she does. Mm-hmm. Am I the jerk for turning on our room light so that I can get what I need to get ready? I don't get ready in the room. I grab my stuff. I say bye. Mwah. I love you, yo te amo, and I go. I've tried the lamp. It's not enough light. My flashlight isn't enough either.
Oh,
I need bigger. I need more, and I need two hands. I need my two hands. Plus, I give her the warning so she could cover her face. I'm not completely evil. You know, I'm not going to flash grenade my wife every morning. I'm just saying, am I the jerk? Should I be getting dressed in the dark? What should I be doing?
You don't
think
you're
a jerk. Picking
my clothes
out for real?
I think it's really rude, and I live this life as well. And I was married. I've had boyfriends, and I have never turned on the overhead light when I was getting ready. So I cannot believe that DZ does this. But hey, maybe people are not going to think you're a jerk. I don't know. Let's just go to the phones. You have not met her yet. She's a regular, and she's a character. Well, they all are. Good morning, LaToya in Milwaukee.
Girls.
Hey.
Girls.
Woo!
Who run this motherfucker?
LaToya, you finally get to meet DZ. It's week 3, but say hello.
Hey, DZ. Welcome back to the family.
Hey, LaToya. Thank you. I appreciate you. How you doing this morning?
I wasn't woke up by my husband this morning, so I'm doing great.
Oh shots. Dang. Okay. So I guess I know which way you're answering.
LaToya, is DZ the jerk for turning on the overhead light when he gets ready in the morning, even though his wife is still sleeping?
Absolutely. Yes, you are absolutely a jerk. And then to say that your flashlight is not enough, that is literally what I use in the morning.
Thank you.
When I get up, I use a flashlight or I pick out what I need the night before, mm-hmm. so that I don't have to cut anything off. I hate lights though, so I just jerk.
LaToya says jerk, clearly.
She said it. She said, you know what? Let me get off this phone. You starting to get me mad. Nah, man. No.
She's over you. She's like, nothing. I'm out of here.
Dang.
Oh, well, thank you, LaToya. Have a great day. She said jerk, for sure.
Appreciate you, LaToya. Good to meet you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. Next up, Kaylin is in West Bend. Kaylin, good morning. Is DZ a jerk for turning on the overhead light when he's getting ready in the morning?
Good morning, Allie and DZ. Sorry, DZ, you are definitely a jerk.
Come on. Why? Why?
Hear me out. So normally, day-to-day basis, my husband is law enforcement, so he works second shift. I'm first shift. Mm-hmm. I use a flashlight and everything in the morning. He hates it if the flashlight just barely touches his face.
Well, now he's getting high maintenance. Okay, now he's pushing it, but go on.
But he's also military. So once a month, he gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning before I do to go to drill, and he does the same thing. He tries to do the flashlight, or he throws the hall weight light on, which the door opens and goes right into my face, and so that just irritates the living beep
Blank.
Out of me.
Yeah.
yep. Okay.
So
you say jerk.
Sorry, DZ. Love you both, but yes, you're a jerk.
Well, at least you still love us. I appreciate it.
This is a hot one for couples, I bet.
Either way, you're going to get bothered, whether it's the room light, the lamp light, the phone light, the hall light. You still getting the streak of light in the face.
The overhead light is too much. Like, that would make me angry. Like, I would be really angry at my partner if they did that to me. That's me. Yeah. I'm speaking for myself here.
Not so bad.
Flashlight,
hallway light, not so bad.
Yes.
Okay.
Overhead light, too much.
Thank you, Kaylin. You have a great day.
You as well.
Well, you've had two jerks already. Let's see if this is any different. You haven't met this guy either. He's a regular. Welcome to the show, straight out of Sheboygan, Gary.
What's up?
Gary, I'm glad you finally got in so you could meet DZ. And I don't know if you heard this about DZ. He went to college at Lakeland in Sheboygan.
Yeah,
Yes, I heard. My brothers actually went to Lakeland College. One of my brothers is actually in the Hall of Fame up at Lakeland, a receiver.
Damn, oh, Gary. For
who's your brother?
Calvin.
Calvin.
Oh,
I have no idea who that is. I was acting like I knew who that was.
No. Okay. So nice. The family's out here strong. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Calvin. Shout out to Legland. Shout out to you, yep. Man. Pleasure to meet you, Gary. What do you say, man? Talk to me. Am I the jerk for turning on the light on my wife while I need to get ready?
I don't know what it is with those other two colors, but you definitely not a jerk, bro.
Thank you, Poppy. That's what I'm saying.
Here we go.
I get it. I mean, I do the same thing. My wife does the same thing to me. She turns the light on. It happens. They got to get dressed. I can't see in the dark.
Right. I'm not a cat.
Get a flashlight on your phone,
That's
everybody.
Not enough.
That's
I need
too
like,
much. I need both hands to grab myself.
Thank you. Thank you. Somebody gets it. Gary, I knew I liked
you. What are you guys, brand new? Learn how to get dressed in the dark like everybody else.
We're not a skill.
Get your clothes and go to the bathroom.
If I get dressed, I mean, I just turn it on to grab the stuff, and then I turn it off, and I get dressed elsewhere, but I need the light to find what I need.
I need 3 minutes with some light. That's all. I'm not trying to wake nobody up.
Yep.
Well, somebody did text in and say, DZ, install a dimmer switch for your overhead light and use it.
You think I'm technical like that? Would I look like an electrician? What? I'd rather use a headlamp.
Look, I'll find an electrician for you. I know a few guys. Hold on. Just give me a minute, DZ, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, thanks, Gary. Have a great day. We have one more. You would have lost, according to those three, because the two ladies said, you're a jerk. And then Gary said, not a jerk, but he brought us coffee. He's a regular on the show. Finally got to meet him in person today, and he's in the studio because he brought us coffee. Welcome by Java Dave. How are you?
Yo, good morning. I am doing great. How are you?
Your theme song's playing, Java Dave. Hey. Thanks for the coffee, by the way.
You are very welcome.
Shout out to you. Salud. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me on the air.
I figured I'd let you give your input since you're a regular. You called 5 days in a row, and you're in the studio. You brought us coffee quickly. Is DZ a jerk for turning on the overhead light when he's getting...
100,000% no, not a jerk.
Get the hell out of here. That's
Java Dave with the knowledge and the DJ. Mic drop.
I'm suspending you.
I brought you coffee. You brought me a couch. I got your back.
Thank you. See? You see that? The camaraderie. A gentleman and a scholar. I owe you. I owe you, sir.
Everybody says what I said to you, though, that's texting in. Get your stuff ready the night before. That's what I said.
I'm indecisive. I can't do that. Come on. I pick it the night before, I'm not going to like it the next morning. Mm-hmm. I need to just envision what I want to wear when I wake up fresh.
Fair. And I will say somebody did text this in, and I might be able to meet you in the middle on this. Somebody said, he's only a jerk if the wife gets mad. And I actually could feel, I could get behind that. That's fair. So if she doesn't get mad, then I guess whatever. Who cares?
Listen, if I didn't give her a fair warning, mm-hmm. she'd be upset. But since I go, baby, cover yourself up. Let there be light.
Warning.
Right. It's all right.
Disney on Ice tickets next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ week 3. We made it. And we're back with another prize.
More winnings. Woo! More everything.
You want to take your little guy to this, don't you?
I'm trying to go.
A guy.
It's the excuse. I want to go for myself. But bringing baby Sammy's a plus, because then he gets to experience my joy and learning his joy. Yeah.
He would love this. Disney on Ice. And adults, you don't have to be a kid to go. Let's be real. A lot of adults love Disney.
It says for all ages.
Mm-hmm. For all ages, that's right. Disney on Ice is coming to Pfizer Friday, February 10th, just a couple of weeks away. Coming for the weekend, but we are going to hook you up with tickets right now. Caller number 30, 414-533-1037. But there's a twist. We're going to make you do a little bit of Disney trivia. But let's not kill them.
Let's not go too crazy.
We'll make it easy. We won't make it too hard, but you will have to answer one question, okay?
It's not going
to
be a cakewalk now.
No.
But doable.
But you have to know something about the world in general. 414-533-1037. Disney on Ice tickets, caller 30. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. We are live and we are giving away Disney on Ice tickets, DZ. Should we do this?
Oh, let's do this.
Woo, we got Nikki. I wrote it down.
Is it Nikki? Nicole?
It's Nikki. It's Nikki. Nikki in West Dallas. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
All right. We've got Disney on Ice tickets every day this week, right around this time, coming to the Pfizer Forum. We've got two tickets for you, February 10th at 7 p.m. If you can answer. Oh, it's actually four tickets.
It's a four-pack.
Four-pack. What am I talking about?
It's two times two. That's what you meant to say.
A four-pack. My bad. My bad. Just getting back into the grind this week. And all you have to do is answer a very simple question. DZ's got some Disney trivia for you. I'm going to believe in you today, Nikki, okay?
Okay, I got that.
All right, DZ, what do you got?
Okay, so your Disney trivia question is in regards to Mickey and Minnie Mouse. And the question is, how many fingers do they have? I'm just going to give you a little hint. Yes, the thumb counts. How many fingers? Well, because that's a valid question. Does if a thumb count?
I always thought a thumb was a finger. I don't know.
Well, some people might argue that. I'm just saying.
Fair
but
enough.
The thumb
fair.
Counts. How
in
many?
In my soul, I picture their hands.
You got to think about it. Mm-hmm. How many fingers do they have? Mickey and Minnie Mouse, do you have your answer, Nikki?
Okay, I got to think about this here because they got a glove on.
They do have a glove on.
Doesn't mean it changed your finger structure. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it's a custom fit glove.
It's not five, is it?
I think they have four apiece if the thumb...
Woo! Four? Is that your final answer?
Is that the final answer?
I don't know. I'm probably failing.
No, hold on. I'll say just trust the gut. If you're picturing it in your head,
I'm
going to
say go with DZ's crush, Oprah.
Four.
And trust your gut.
Four, final answer.
So four on each hand, that's eight, and then that'd be 16, right?
Wait, what?
Oh, you're doing all the math for all the hands. No, technically, though.
It's not a trick question, if that's what you're thinking.
It's not that trick of a question.
She's doing it for both people.
She's adding up all the fingers together, which mm-hmm. technically means she is correct.
Nikki, you got a four-pack of tickets. You're going to Disney on Ice. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Four fingers on each hand.
Four fingers. Mm-hmm. One finger for each of the tickets Nikki just won.
That's right. I love it. Ah, Nikki, hold on. You're going to the show. Congratulations, all right?
Thank you. Have a good
You too in West Dallas this morning. We got Nikki. And then we're going to do this again tomorrow.
7:45.
Same time. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so on Friday, DZ and I, week three, by the way, we made it three whole weeks, DZ. We got this.
Welcome to week three, y'all.
We made it. And we talked about on Friday, Miley Cyrus released her new song, Flowers, which I am loving.
It's going to be a great song.
I was not prepared to love it as much as I did.
But me neither.
I was jamming it over the weekend. Well, she released this song. We had the world premiere. And then later in the day on Friday, you texted me, DZ, and you were like, something you had said earlier in the day, it sounded familiar. We couldn't figure out what it sounded like. But then we found out.
Exactly what it sounded
yes,
like.
Yes, she had taken Bruno Mars' song, and I'm going to play these for you so it makes sense. So follow along because I get it's confusing until you hear it. But Bruno Mars' song, When I Was Your Man, apparently Liam had dedicated that song to her when they broke up, right? And she remembered that.
Oh, she remembered.
Mm-hmm. As women always do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't forget anything, everybody.
Ain't forget let's, not a lick of that
let's
lyrics.
Let's not forget that we never forget anything. And so she wrote a rebuttal with the lyrics back to Bruno Mars' When I Was Your Man with her new song, Flowers. So let me just play. We're going to play line for line, and you're going to hear Bruno's version, then you're going to hear Miley's rebuttal in her new song. And here's what happened. So this is what she did. Listen to this.
I should have bought you flowers.
This is Bruno.
I can buy myself flowers.
Miley's new song.
And I can hold my own head. Yeah, I should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Talk to myself for hours. Can't get to everybody because all you wanted to do was dance.
Preach, there we go. Miley Cyrus. I get goosebumps when I hear her rebuttal to him with the Bruno Mars for real, DZ. I was like, oh, she really did that.
Knowing it's a rebuttal, knowing the history, and knowing when she released it on his birthday.
Yep.
Makes you love it. It gives it those layers. Do you remember in Shrek when Donkey was talking about layers? These are the layers he was talking about, like an onion, like a cake, like whatever you need it to be. But this is the depth for perfect storm music. This is going to be the song of the year.
I love it that she did this. I agree. This is a great song. And he was spotted for the first time, by the way, Liam Hemsworth, because they broke up a long time ago. He's got a girlfriend now, but he was finally spotted with his girlfriend, like flying somewhere. Didn't hear anything from him, but everybody wants to hear from him now.
I know he was looking rough in them pictures too.
And didn't you say Friday was his birthday?
It was his birthday when they dropped it. His birthday.
She released her rebuttal to the song Liam Hemsworth dedicated to her on Liam's birthday. I am living for this pettiness. I got to admit it. This is Hollywood dirt at its best.
Happy effing birthday, boy.
Here it is one more time because it's just too good. Here is the Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man, and then Miley with the rebuttal. I love this.
That I should have bought you flowers. I can buy myself flowers. Held your hand. Had the chance, talk to myself for hours. Take you to every party, cause all you wanted to do was dance. I can take myself dancing.
I could listen to that over and over. I'm just saying, DZ, it's just funny. It's funny. You think Liam cares?
I'm hearing, no, he don't care.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't get the chance to care.
No.
She's a superstar. He's Thor's little brother.
Yeah.
He lost.
He did lose because Miley, I mean, they're both hot. I mean, just saying. They weren't a match, though. They weren't a match. And you could see that when they were on red carpets together, because you could see her trying to act up and him saying things like, can you just behave? Like, there's clips of that circulating all weekend. And I was like, not a match. If your girlfriend's like licking your face and you're getting annoyed, it's not a match. She needs a guy that receives her energy.
And?
He's not into that. He wants a girl that's standing there politely in her dress on the red carpet. They're not a match. That's it.
Buddy needs to learn real quick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could buy them flowers, but you gotta water them or else you're gonna buy them for herself.
Boom! You heard it from DZ. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ, we are live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning, my friend. Week three.
Good morning. Week three. Semana tres.
Semana tres.
Semana tres.
You have to give me a Spanish lesson every day on the show, DZ.
Well, that was
seriously,
it for today.
Seriously.
Week three. Semana tres. That was
Semana
it.
Semana tres. All right. We got to do this every day, though.
Gotcha.
We slacked last week a little with the Spanish lesson. Because you're Colombian.
Got comfortable.
And I want to learn my Spanish better. Coming up next, I'm getting cold feet.
What you mean cold feet?
I'm getting cold feet about even talking about this. I don't even know. I don't want to talk about this. I went on more dates this weekend.
Were they good dates or bad dates?
I went on three total.
Hey, let's get it. What's that? You know, I mean, you get it, girl. Okay.
You know that TikTok sound, am I a whore?
And then she goes,
I don't really care. That was like the sound I keep hearing in my head. Am I a whore? I don't really care. That's the sound. People that are on TikTok know what I'm talking about. Because I just couldn't decide if I wanted to talk about this or not. Because there's not a lot to tell, but there is a lot to tell. Does that make sense?
Sounds like it's a juicy story and you don't want to tell us.
Can we just talk about something else?
No. I'm trying to hear about these dates.
I'll give you the update on the other two dates next.
Can you
stop dealing drugs in the studio? My kid is having the DARE programs coming to school this week.
Allegedly.
I said it because Kringles are drugs.
Sugar is the worst drug out there. Honestly. Sugar is the worst drug, but I'm here for it. I got a sugar vein, not a sweet tooth.
Allie and DZ in the morning, 103.7 KISS FM. I said that because our engineer Joe just came in and his kid is selling something. So you were filling out the form, deciding if you want to buy a Kringle from him.
I got more than one Kringle.
What flavor did you get?
I got raspberry cheesecake Kringle.
Hell yeah, dude.
Some cookie dough pizzas.
I remember what Kringles taste like when I used to eat them. They're good stuff.
I'll eat them for you now.
You eat away, my friend. Eat away.
I will take your slice.
So, DZ, Tuesday morning, first day back, you know, because yesterday was Martin Luther King's birthday.
On the third week.
On the third week of the show, I have never in my life gone on 3 dates in 1 week. I have never in my life.
So talk
in
about
my
it.
Life.
I mean, but it must have felt good. You was out here active. You was in your flow. Did you find a bounce? Not like that.
I gotta
but
sit
you
down.
Know, you. I need the tea.
I'm tired.
Do I got enough
I gotta
coffee?
Sit down. I'm tired. That's the problem. I'm tired. Nothing happened. Listen, nothing juicy happened. There was no making outs.
Said you were tired. That could mean many
because
different things.
It's a lot of mental stimulation
mental
when you're going out with 3 new people and you're meeting 3 new people and you're having conversations with 3 new people. Dates can be exhausting.
You're technically playing 63 questions.
Yes, 100%. I went out with the first guy. We talked about that. I don't even know what damn day that was.
Wednesday.
Maybe that was over.
We talked about it Thursday. Yeah. That was last week.
Went out with him and I was like, we called him We'll See.
We'll see.
I was very indifferent on that
and
guy.
We'll see.
He was okay, but he was a little arrogant in the messaging, and he asked me to go home with him the first night, and I was just like, get over yourself.
We'll see.
And then I went out with another guy, because I've had my kids nonstop. For reasons out of my control, my ex has been traveling for work. So I enjoy having my kids more. It's great. But I've had like no free time. So it's almost like, you know, when they let you out of the gate and you go buck wild.
Mama got some me time
and
happened. You took it.
I went nuts. I was like, oh, and I went a little crazy. I went out with the second guy. Here's the problem. He lives far away, DZ.
How far though?
Like north of Sheboygan far.
Excuse me?
You heard me. That's far.
Yeah, that's far.
That's a logistical issue.
Y'all better be dating. That's far.
That's what I said to him. I said, listen, if we were like together and I was spending the weekend with you, this wouldn't be an issue. But when I have to drive to Grafton to meet you on a Friday night.
That's far.
That's far.
That's a little far.
That's far. So I met him on Friday night. Super nice guy. Potential for sure.
Okay.
This guy's got potential.
Okay. Okay.
But we'll see.
another we'll see.
Yeah, I met him at this bar in Grafton, this cute little bar, Martini something. People in Grafton are going to be upset now that I'm Martini Mike's or Martini Joe's. I don't know what the hell it was called.
You know the spot.
Martini something in Grafton.
Y'all been there in Grafton.
And I got there and we sat, and he had asked me to go to Costco. You remember this?
This is Costco guy.
This is Costco guy. Okay,
so
wait,
y'all didn't do Costco.
We didn't. The listeners don't know this story, actually. I didn't tell this on the air. Rewind. Last week I said to DZ, this guy I'm supposed to go out with on Friday, we said we were going to meet in the middle, which is Grafton, from where I live and he lives. And then he said, do you want to go to Costco? Which originally I thought was like cute and creative.
Gotta do some shopping too.
Right. But then I'm like getting ready on like a Friday night. Like, do I want to go shopping at Costco on a first date?
No.
I mean, it was cute. He said he'd buy me a hot dog. That's so romantic.
Sexy. Sexy right there.
A girl like me would love that, though. That's so me. Like, I would love a guy buying me a hot dog at Costco.
Hardware and hot dogs, baby.
I see no problem with this. So, but when it came down to it, I basically said, listen, like, let's just meet for a drink. Let's not go to Costco. And he was like, I thought I was being creative. And I said, you were. But I don't know you, and I just didn't want to be stuck at a store shopping with a guy I didn't know.
Listen, my wife and I had a Sam's Club date on Friday. We're married. We did that,
that
because, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's established relationship. Mm-hmm. You trying to go to Costco on a date? Free samples? Yes, please.
Yes, please.
But not for the first time.
No.
Not hot dog guy.
But then he came in and he said, well, I don't really drink. And I was like, oh, well, why are we at a bar? Like, I felt bad then. I was like,
sacrifice?
And I was like, that's why you invited me to Costco. But then he ordered a drink. Make it make sense.
Well, he said he don't really drink. He doesn't say he doesn't. Don't really.
True.
Don't really doesn't mean doesn't.
I think he was ordering a drink with me to be polite.
Social. He's a social
drinker.
And
then he said later, it kind of took the edge off, so it was nice, you know, because you're nervous when you meet somebody new. Yep. If you're a normal person and you're on a date.
And I could understand not wanting to drink mm-hmm. on a first date. Mm-hmm. Get all sloppy, get all weird. Yeah. End up offering to take you home.
Yeah, no, that'd be weird. That guy didn't do anything inappropriate. This guy is much more like good guy vibes.
So hot dog guy got potential.
Costco hot dog guy. Or is it we're calling him hot dog guy?
Hot dog and hardware got potential.
He's got potential. But we just hugged at the end of the night because everybody wants to know how it ends. And later he said, should I have kissed you? I'm like, it was not the time. Just let it happen. Don't. And I said, and then I told him, I said, don't ever ask me if you should ever kiss me again. That's a turnoff. Don't ask, can I kiss you? I hate it when people do
that.
Just let it happen. That's let it be natural.
But that's respectful.
No, I don't ask me.
That's just respectful.
Either feel the vibe or don't. It's either happen. No, it was the hug was appropriate.
Well, let me tell you what, dudes never know the vibe.
And this guy's really tall, huh?
Dudes don't know the vibe. We always trying to kiss. So you he's going, hey, I mean,
thank you for you that. Mind? I needed that feedback, actually. I forget that about men.
We don't get the vibe
I
like that.
I forget that men are stupid. No, I forget no, you're not you guys wrong. Don't think.
We don't know the hey, kiss me vibe. We just think you batting your eyelashes and looking at us like that because that's what y'all do.
Right. And I'm already a smiley person. You know me. I smile at everybody. I'm always like giggling and ha 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 ha.
Dude's just being respectful.
Okay. Well, he was. He was respectful, and I will go out with him again. Absolutely. I have an update on him, but then I'll tell you about the third date.
I still need to hear this one.
Next. You haven't heard anything about this one.
This one's a secret.
Well, that sounds bad, but maybe it kind of was. I don't know. I'll tell you next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Week 3, DZ, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're on the morning show with me. You worked in this building for many a years, off and on, and you're back. And we got the new morning show. It's good stuff.
I know my way around the building. I'm happy to be back.
Yes, I'm glad you're back. So I was just telling you how I went on 2 more dates since I've seen you last, which, who am I?
You out here.
Who am I?
It's in a good way.
In a good way. Yeah, I don't want to shame myself. Because I have no shame about it. I went on 3 dates in a week, but I'm exhausted and nothing dramatic happened with any of them. It's more like getting to know people.
Mental exhaustion because you got to converse and mm-hmm. what's your favorite color and mm-hmm. where'd you go to school?
A lot of basic stuff and getting to know people.
You just did 3 interviews.
Totally.
You just did 3 interviews.
And you're trying to find like a vibe or a comfort with people because even if you message, it's totally different in person when you meet somebody.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I told you I went out with Will C, whatever, a week. He was the first one.
So we got Will C from last mm-hmm. week.
The guy who asked me to go home with him, and I'm not, he had texted me, but I finally kind of stopped responding to him, if I'm being honest. And then the second guy on Friday, who lives way too far away, and we met in Grafton, in the
hot
middle.
Hot dog guy.
Hot dog Costco guy. And he's got potential. He's a nice guy. The problem is the distance. Mm. The distance is the issue.
That's far. Because you guys were already meeting halfway.
That's far.
He's
That's
not
far.
In Grafton. Y'all mm-hmm. were just meeting
But there's things I do like about that guy a lot. There are some things. There's a lot of things I like about that guy. I think he would be a good, solid guy. I don't think he would screw me over. I think he'd be a good guy to date. But then...
So there's one more.
There's one more I went out with Sunday night before my kids came back. This guy, I don't know what to call this guy. I don't know what to think of this guy.
Well,
this guy I'm confused about. I don't even know what to tell you. He's the one I like the most.
What?
But he's the one that has the most red flags. Does that make sense?
Oh, that bad? Is he a bad
no,
boy?
No, he's not bad. He's not. He's not bad at all.
Boy.
He's like really nice. But I don't know if our communication's a little off. Like we made a date for Sunday and then it got a little awkward when we were messaging right before we met up. Like on Sunday morning, I was like, oh, you know, what time are we going to meet up today? Because with my ADHD, I need a time.
Got you.
So I can prepare. Otherwise, Allie will be off doing her own thing all day. And next thing you know, it's 8 p.m. and we're not on a date because I've screwed around and I have no appointment set. And I said, 5 or 6, let's get together. And then 5 rolls around and I'm still getting my nails done. I'm screwing around, DZ, because we had no specific time set.
And he hadn't responded yet.
No, we had talked a
back
little.
Back and forth. Okay.
And I said, can we go at 7? Can we meet up at 7? And he's like, okay. But I didn't realize the place we were going to closed at 9. If I had known that, I would have never screwed around all day. Like, I felt bad. I felt really bad. But then it got weird because I said, is 7 okay? And he said, I don't know, is it? Versus like, yeah. And then I got confused. Like, what do you mean? Is that a yes?
That sounds a little passive. So I don't know.
I don't know, is it?
Wait, so
then I said, well, are we meeting or not? And then he was like, I'm on my way there. What do you mean? And it got this weird, kind of strange.
Maybe he was annoyed a little bit at the time change?
In hindsight, that's my only guess, but I can't speak for him. It was like, was he mad that I screwed around and I didn't realize I had like offended him? You're getting to know people,
right? This was day one.
This is day one.
He's timely.
I don't know anything about this guy.
Maybe.
So I finally met him. But let me tell you, I was on time finally because I was after I'd screwed around all day. I got there promptly, and like we had some drinks and hung out, and it was great. Nothing.
Good talk. Vibe.
It's like, okay, he's cute. I would totally make out with this guy.
So you got that vibe. That's
good. But then we went home and that was it. And I've messaged him like a little bit since, but I can't. He's the one I feel like would be the most inconsistent, if that makes sense.
And that raises a red flag.
But yet he's the one I like the most. And so it's funny because I got, you know, Costco guy messaging me last night, like, when can I see you again? Can you meet up this time and this time? See what I mean? So you have, like...
You've got the trier.
I've got, like, the... I don't want to say it's, like, the devil and the angel, because I don't think the guy's the devil. I think the other guy's nice, too. But they're just so different. They're just so different.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have to go on some more dates.
I guess. I don't have time. This is the next problem. I don't have time for this.
You got to tip the scales one way or the other.
I know. Whatever.
I'm interested to hear about this Costco and hot dog guy.
Mm-hmm.
And red flag.
Red flag guy.
And red flag. Maybe green flag.
And I don't know, because I don't know him well enough. Like, you know, I'm like, is he going to say, I don't have red flags? You know, I don't know.
Well, and if he was annoyed, he needed to say something like, oh, hey, the spot we're going to closes at nine.
I had no idea.
You know, we should have gone earlier. We should pick a new place. That's his, like,
I feel like our communication might be different, which may be fixable, may not.
Oh, I definitely think it's fixable.
But why does it always work out like that? You know what I mean? Where
girls always like the bad boys?
No, it's not about that. It's not about that. I mean, some do. Some mm-hmm. like the chase and the push and the pull.
True.
I mean, but I don't know. I'll keep you updated.
Please do.
That's all I got for you. That's my dates, the update, the end. Love that song. 103.7 Kiss FM, Metro Boomin, featuring The Weeknd, Allie and DZ. Good morning, week 3, DZ, of the morning show. We made it.
In the place to be.
Woo! And we're having fun. Oh, I forgot my Spanish lesson already today. What was it again?
Semana tres.
Week three. Semana tres.
There we go.
I'm working on that Spanish. I'm going to know it. It's my goal for 2023, to be able to speak to you in Spanish.
We're going
to
roll them R's, because the next date might be Latino.
I'm so bad at rolling my R's. I'm going to need your help with it. I can't do it.
We're going to get you right.
All right. Well, I appreciate your Spanish lessons. And everyone else who sends me Spanish lessons. Because I have a guy in my DMs who sends me Spanish lessons, and I appreciate it. He knows who he is.
See, I'm his backup teacher. I got you.
You're number one, DZ. Sorry, you're number one.
Oh, he's my backup teacher.
He's the backup, yeah. No, so listen, I wanted to talk to you because I know you saw this. A lot of people might not realize this, but there's a local news anchor who is in a Netflix documentary right now. And I had to be told about this, so I started watching it last night, and we may end up having him on the show. You know who Jessup Risebeck is from CBS 58? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I mess with Jessup. He used to be on Fox.
I don't know if they want me to say that, but he was on Fox, and now he's on CBS 58.
Dipped out, did his thing. I know he went away out of state, but now he's back.
Yeah. Well, apparently he's in this Netflix. Well, not apparently, because I watched it last night. He's in a Netflix special, and somebody at work told us about this last week, and they were like, he's a big part of the story. And I'm like, really? And then I turned it on Netflix last night. He's like the whole thing.
He is half the story.
The whole story is about him. So it's called The Hatchet Wielding Hitchhiker.
I've seen that on Netflix. Not watched it, but I've peeped it.
You've seen, like, that you can watch it.
Right.
The Hatchet Wielding Hitchhiker. And it's about this guy who ended up being a meme. And the reason Jessup from CBS 58 is a part of this story so much is because he got the very first interview on the scene at the time in Fresno, California.
He got the scoop.
He got the scoop about the guy. Because it was like there was a story and Jessup was there reporting and the guy came up and it was this really bizarre guy who went viral.
Sensation.
The story went viral because of the guy he was interviewing, who is the hatchet-wielding hitchhiker. The guy's name is Kai. So I watched it last night. So we may have Jessup on this week. We may have him on. We'll see if
Flex.
He's gonna, we'll see if he wants to join the show and we can talk to him about it. But I thought, you know what? I'm just going to tell people in Milwaukee, because you may pass it on Netflix and not even realize the Milwaukee connection with Jessup.
Not even know Jessup in that bad boy doing his thing.
I will say this, though. I love that Jessup cusses in it. Because you know how, like, news people are much more serious?
Very,
like,
clean.
Like, radio people, you get us off the air and, like, people always are like, how do you not cuss on the air? Because
it's hard.
I got a potty mouth.
It's
I'm
hard.
Like, oh, I don't know. I just do. But you don't hear news people throw out the cuss words. I was like, yeah, all right, okay now.
This is true.
You ever thought about that? Very few news people you'll see cuss in front of other people.
Like,
but
ever.
I will do it all the time. You know?
I got a sailor mouth.
Yeah, same.
As soon as the mic's off, it's...
If we were allowed to cuss on the air and not get fined by the FCC, I would do
bleep,
it.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
100%. So we'll keep you updated on that. But just wanted everyone to know, you're looking for something to watch, go watch it on Netflix. It is, again, The Hatchet-Wielding Hitchhiker.
Smash!
Jessup is all over that thing, and maybe we'll have him on later this week. Kiss FM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.